So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Linked AM. And, you know, as you all know, the current theme that we're trying to discuss in all of these conversations that we're having is actually how do we start the year strong? And, you know, we're going to be soon into Halloween, and then it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then, of course, it's going to be the holiday season. So Thanksgiving, of course, for the American viewers. But, you know, it just all blends into each other. And so I've got a guest on, Chris Reed. And Chris, as well, according to his LinkedIn profile, it says Chris Mohawk Reed. I wonder why. Exactly. Chris and I used to work together in Manchester, and of course Chris is the CEO of Black Marketing. It's a marketing consultancy, and he's actually in Shanghai at the moment. That's the backdrop, and you know, the viewers can see you there, and got that wonderful early morning sort of haze in the background there. Hi Chris, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
And so you've been named LinkedIn Power Profile for the past, how many years is it now?
5 years.
5 years. Wow. And 70,000 followers. My goodness.
Yep.
That's amazing. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, tactics and your view on how people should, you know, start the year strong as such, and what they should be doing now to put that into place. But you know, the book that you wrote, which is a number one international seller, is what was it called? LinkedIn Mastery for Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, so explain what's behind that.
So the idea behind that is because I write blogs all the time, obviously on LinkedIn, but I wanted to actually produce a book that actually encapsulated all the blogs, all the advice over the last few years that I'd learned about putting into practice personal branding, employer branding, social selling, thought leadership, and content marketing into a book. So we literally did this in about 12 weeks, encapsulated it, and then launched it on Amazon. So it became number one on Amazon.com in Canada, in the US, in the UK, in Australia, in Europe. So it became, you know, just phenomenal. And, you know, even now people are still buying it, people are downloading it. So it's, and I give it away to people when I meet them for presentations or for talks and so forth. And people just love it, you know, because it encapsulates everything you should do on LinkedIn in a simple book.
So that's interesting, because I think a lot of people and still think of LinkedIn as a place where, oh, you're just going to go and find a job. And that's not the case, is it? LinkedIn isn't all about that at all.
No, I mean, it's changed dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years, now become a social selling platform. So it enables you to basically not only find the employer to actually want to be employed by, but actually more importantly, you can actually find a client. So from an entrepreneur point of view, I can go and find a client by using the data on LinkedIn anywhere in the world. So we have clients across the world, even in Shanghai and Singapore and Hong Kong and Sydney and Europe and America. And we actually find clients for them in other places. That can be in the same country or a different country. And because it's LinkedIn, I can find that person, and my team can find that person anywhere. So it's very much a social selling platform, a sales and marketing platform, but also now it's a thought leadership platform. Now it's the biggest publishing platform in the world through the Pulse. And so anyone can write it out in a blog, and we do this a lot for our clients, create blogs, create thought leadership, and actually create them and enable them to be thought leaders and use content marketing to also drive business. Because if I put content out there, I get someone to react to me on LinkedIn, I then follow up with a conversation, it's kind of like a classic social selling. I'm doing the reacting because they're doing the pushing effectively. They're already approaching me, they're viewing my profile, engaging with my content, and then I have a conversation with them about how you use LinkedIn. So literally, I'm using content to drive my business. I'm using the Sales Navigator platform on LinkedIn to drive my business. The one thing we don't really use it for is the one thing that it's famous for is the recruitment side of things. I mean, when we do recruitment, that's not what we do. That's 95% of it is thought leadership and social selling.
So one of the things I really like about how you position it in the book is that you talk about it's just like a business network event. That's how you should treat it, and then, yeah. I mean, I don't want you to go through all of the 8 points, but you say there's 8 reasons why it's like a business networking event. Can you touch on a couple of those?
Sure. I mean, basically, you go to a business event, what's the first thing you do? You approach people who look welcoming. You approach people who look nice and friendly. And so you look at their picture. And that's what LinkedIn's about. You look at someone's picture. If you don't like someone's picture on LinkedIn or they don't have a picture, you don't tend to approach them.
That's where the mohawk comes in.
Precisely. Personal branding. It makes a point of difference. I was at a gallery event last night in Shanghai. And I got approached by one person who says, I've never met you before, but we're connected on LinkedIn and I recognized you from your LinkedIn picture.
Very good.
I mean, how phenomenal is that? In the middle of a gallery with 10,000 people there, in the middle of Shanghai, 20 to 30 million people, just phenomenal. I get that quite a lot because people are always saying, yeah, I recognize you because you're Mohawk. So it's personal branding, but it's also an icebreaker. People are kind of, I say, straight away, you know, you have this Mohawk. Why do you have the Mohawk? How does it actually work? So it's all about networking and making an interest. So the summary section. The summary section on LinkedIn is all, you know, has to be in the first person. It has to be interesting. It has to be about your career, not just about your current job. Because what's the first thing you do when you go to a networking? You say, what do you do? So, well, I do this. Well, how did you come to Asia? For example, in Asia. Oh, I came to Asia because of X, Y, and Z. I used to work at, you know, Manchester and Piccadilly with Carl, and I went here, and then I went there, and then I went there. And you tell about your career and your story, because that's what people like to hear, stories. And that's your summary section. And then your experience is about obviously what you do now and what you can do for them. Not just about what you do at that particular role, but what can you do for somebody else? And that's what I mean. It's networking. Because the whole thing about LinkedIn is a catalyst to meet people.
I love that, because you know, one of the things that I've always seen out on LinkedIn is people they talk about different types of experiences, but they don't really go into that story. As you say, they don't tell that story.
Yeah.
And the other thing that really jumped out at me, you talk about don't hard sell. Social sell. What does that mean?
Well, it's very much about things like using content. So if I put content out there and then someone reacts to my content, they like it, they share it, they engage, they comment, I then approach them, we build a relationship. And it's like a networking as well. By the time you've met someone at a network event second or third time, you feel much more comfortable with each other. It's all about trust, the relationship building. It's social. And that's what LinkedIn's about. I've met some fantastic people on LinkedIn by sharing content. They've shared content. I've liked them. They've liked me. I've commented. They've commented. You build relationships. And then you feel much more comfortable and say, oh, by the way, this is the service we do. Do you want to have a chat about what we can do for you? And vice versa. So you build a relationship via social and not just purely hard sell. And obviously it's Sales Navigator comes into that because you can find the right people to talk to. But it's all about using things like content and contributing to the conversation that enables you to then have that that selling discussion or not. It could be that they just like and comment your stuff and their connections then see it. So it becomes social that way. They then help you introduce you to other people. That's what I mean about social sell. It's all about using the social skills you have in a networking event on LinkedIn.
No, that's that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier about the theme of somebody wanting to, you know, start looking at next year. Let's start looking at next year. How can we utilize those tools that you just explained about positioning yourself in the right way in front of the relevant people? Because I think that that's what it's all about as well, is making sure that you're relevant. And you're relevant in the right way to your right audience, because if they resonate with the message that you're sending, then it's, you know, so much easier to have that conversation.
Totally true. And I mean, people should be preparing now, because it's all about leading up to next year now. It's about the keywords you have. So in your headline, think about the keywords you have, because that's the first impression someone has. So how do you want to be projected? So think about the keywords about your company. Think about the keywords about what is the people buying into you. Why are they engaging with you? Why are they connecting with you? What's the reason they're going to click on your profile? So think about the keywords. So I've got Power Profile 5 years running on mine. I've got the fact we're a NASDAQ-listed LinkedIn marketing company. I've got the fact that I'm a LinkedIn Power Profile and so forth. Because those are the things I want people to remember and think about when they see it. And I want people to think, that's interesting. I'm going to click on him and see what his profile's like, for example. I'm going to click on him and see what he can do for me. I'm going to click on him and think, because he's just interesting. And that's what you've got to think about. And that's where the picture comes in. So look at the picture you've got now and think to yourself, is this the picture that's going to market you in 2017? Is this your personal brand, your picture, your strap line, because that's effectively what your words are in your headline, your strap line, your just do it, your think different. So think about how you use your strap line, your keywords to position yourself, because you are a brand. And people don't realize that they're not, they don't think, I'm not a brand, but they are. Richard Branson's a brand. You are a brand. Carl's a brand. Chris is a brand. People are brands. And it's all about personal branding. And if you Google you, for example, what's the first thing that comes up?
I'd hate to know.
It's your LinkedIn. It's your LinkedIn.
Okay, yes, it is.
Your LinkedIn profile is the first thing that comes up. It even beats Facebook most of the time.
Yeah.
So think about that, because the first thing that someone does before they meet somebody is Google them.
That's very true.
So Google yourself and then see what comes out. Then look at your LinkedIn profile and think, is this what I want to convey in 2017 in my personal brand to project my business, develop my business, find that job if I want to find that job, get promoted, win that client, win that business, or start a new business, or continue to be an entrepreneur and sell your business. You got to think about how it looks. What's the first impression? What's the background picture? What's your photo? What's the strap line? What's the summary section? What's the visual content you've got in the summary section? Think about how that projects yourself. And then think about how you connect with people. Do you personalize the invitations, for example? How do you do it? You know, think about how it comes across.
That's actually what you just said there about personalizing the invitation, because, you know, a lot of cases, and I'm guilty of it as well. I just go, I'll press the normal, just the generic default thing, and it's a, I would like to you to join my LinkedIn group or LinkedIn network. But you've got to craft a more relevant message, and you've just triggered that from me. That's a pretty important thing, and I'm sure that's a common mistake.
It's personalization. Like, the message needs to be personal as well. So send a message out to somebody. It should be personal as well. It should say, "I'm doing this. You know this person. Let's have a chat. You went to the same school. You went to the same college. You went to the same university. You know this person over here. We have these people in common." You know, make it personal.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So in the book that's available, and where's it available, Chris?
Amazon.com, Apple, iTunes Store, as on Kindle, it's like everywhere.
Okay, and so I mean, in the book, that gives you all these little tips and snippets that you've just given us a highlighted sort of tour of it there, you know, is there anything special that's a sales professional, CEO, for example, executive level, are they above doing all of what we just talked about?
No, because who do you work for? You work for the CEO. Ultimately, we all work for a CEO. You know, if you're a leader, an entrepreneur, you are the CEO. So you have to think, people work for me. People follow me. People invest in me. People want to work with me in terms of clients. So you have to develop your brand there. If you are a CEO of a multinational or a C-suite of a multinational, people are working for you. You are the leader. You need to lead by example. You need to basically go out there and say, this is why people should follow me. This is why people should actually lead. This is why people actually should be employed by me. This is why future employees should work for me. This is why clients should invest in me. This is why shareholders should invest in me. Think about the thought leadership you're putting out there. So you need to do it even more, because you're setting the example. You know, you need to think about, you are the CEO of the company, set the example. Whether you're a small company or a large company, you are the leader of that particular company. Therefore, you need to lead on LinkedIn. Because if you're not doing it, your employees aren't doing it. You need to set the example.
That makes a lot of sense. In terms of these in messages, are they an important factor of LinkedIn, of getting to? Because if you don't know somebody and you have the opportunity, but you think that you have a way of linking and relating to them, is an in message a good way of doing that?
Definitely, in mails, yes, definitely, because it's a way to actually reach somebody who you don't know. But you can reference people you do know to reach that person. Or you can say, okay, I've got 300 people in common with this particular person who we're connected with. You've got joint connections. I'll reference these people. So it's all about using your network to actually do that, and then writing a nice crafted message to that person via LinkedIn to actually get that business or get that conversation or get that. It could be just a meeting. Might not even be, you know, a client. It could be reaching out to a potential employee, a future employee, a future investor. Or it could be just reaching out to a client. But it's all about crafting that message in such a way where it's engaging and leaps off the inbox and says, open me, read me. And that's what we do quite a lot in terms of, you know, making sure that people's messages get read.
Now, that's a very poignant thing of jumping off the page, making sure that they actually open it. The, you know, that's the hook. That's the headline. You know, we come from the marketing and the advertising world, and the first thing we learn is, you know, write that grabbing headline that's going to actually, you know, make sense to a relevant person that's going to buy your stuff. And LinkedIn isn't any different from there. Well, Chris, I want to have you back on the show because there's tons of things that we can talk about. And is that green tea or is that coffee you're
green
drinking?
Green tea.
I thought so. Well, you're in Shanghai. You're going to be drinking green tea there. That's good. Well, hey, I really appreciate you joining me, especially at this time of the morning over there. It's a beautiful backdrop you've got there at the back there. Maybe the next time we have you on the show, there'll be we'll have you in Singapore. There you go.
Hong Kong.
We're an international program. I love it. And it's great to see you again, Chris. And thanks for joining us here on Linked AM. And I'll put all the details of how to get to your book and all your details for getting a hold of you, because I know that all my friends out there on LinkedIn and all the other various places that are going to be seeing this are going to want to know how to get in touch with you. So thanks a lot, Chris.
Fantastic. Pleasure, Carl.